President Biden announced he will withdraw the remaining 2,500 U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. Biden said the U.S. cannot continue to pour resources into an intractable war and expect a different outcome.
We cannot continue the cycle of extending or expanding our military presence in Afghanistan, hoping to create ideal conditions for the withdrawal and expecting a different result. I'm now the fourth United States president to preside over American troop presence in Afghanistan. Two Republicans, two Democrats. I will not pass this responsibility on to a fifth.
Over the years, the U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan swelled to as high as 100,000 under former President Obama. Still, the Taliban maintained its foothold and is now believed to control more than half the country. A series of corrupt and inept Afghan governments have inspired little confidence. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he lost friends and colleagues to the attack on the Twin Towers in New York City. As a Democratic congressman in 2001, he voted with virtually the entire Congress to authorize the use of military force against Afghanistan. The stated purpose of the U.S. invasion was to overthrow the Taliban government for giving al-Qaeda a safe sanctuary from which to plan its attack on the U.S. But Schumer said, it is now time to end this country's longest war.
So after sinking two decades of blood and treasure into wars in the Middle East, it's time to bring our troops home. America does not need to fight forever wars. I applaud President Biden's decision. I have been assured by the White House that the September 11th date will stick and that President Biden will not kick the can down the road.
Some lawmakers oppose the troop withdrawal. Wyoming's Liz Cheney is the third-ranking House Republican. She said any withdrawal should be based on conditions on the ground. She took particular exception to Biden's choice of September 11th as the date to complete the pullout.
That is a huge victory, a huge propaganda victory for the Taliban, for al-Qaeda. The notion that on the day that they attacked us, we are going to mark that anniversary by withdrawing our forces. We know that al-Qaeda continues to operate across Afghanistan. We know that the Taliban has not, in fact, lived up to any of the commitments that they made during the previous administration. And we know that this kind of a pullback is reckless, it's dangerous, it puts American security at risk.
About 2,300 U.S. service members and 3,800 U.S. contractors have died in Afghanistan since the war began in October of 2001. More than 20,000 troops were physically injured. Those numbers don't include the veterans who committed suicide or died from overdoses due to addiction brought on by the trauma of war. The number of Afghans who have died is much harder to tally. Research at the Watson Institute at Brown University put the number at more than 150,000. That number doesn't count indirect deaths, such as those caused by the loss of access to food, water, or shelter. Biden noted that President Trump had agreed with the Taliban to withdraw U.S. troops by May 1st. He said the U.S. will not conduct what he called a hasty rush to the exit, but will begin the withdrawal process by that date, ending by September 11th. And he answered the critics who say conditions aren't right for withdrawal.
So when will it be the right moment to leave? One more year, two more years, 10 more years, 10, 20, 30 billion dollars more in the trillion we've already spent.
Senator Bernie Sanders said in a statement he applauds Biden for making what Sanders called the brave and right decision to withdraw U.S. troops. He added the U.S. should remain committed to diplomatic, economic, and humanitarian support for Afghanistan. When the Congress voted to authorize the use of military force against Afghanistan, Oakland's Barbara Lee was the only no vote in the entire Congress. She warned that military action would not prevent further acts of international terrorism against the United States. She famously said, "Let us not become the evil that we deplore." Ahead of Biden's formal announcement, Lee said she applauds and strongly supports the news that the president will keep his promise to withdraw U.S. troops. She called it a bold step toward reversing the military-first approach the government has taken for far too long. Lee said the Biden announcement is the result of decades of hard work by activists, advocates, and members of Congress committed to ending our forever wars. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.